Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Last week, you know, by the way, before I forget, thank you for your enthusiastic response to last week's show. And thank you for ordering God's War. If any of you are still thinking about getting the book, I recommend you do it quickly. Go to www.godswar2020.com. In case you missed it, this book is a bargain at $37.48, and that's 10% off the retail price, and that was going to be our original sale price set for the book. But as you know, we're trying to launch a national campaign for this book, and the people we're working with had advised us to put the price at $24.95 on Amazon. Apparently, that's the magic number. The quality of this book is far and away above what you would find anywhere for $24.95, let me tell you. I mean, in terms of the paper quality, the binding, Smithsonian, the insert of 30 full-color pages of illustrations, a massive topic index, a complete scripture index. This is textbook quality. If you bought textbooks, you know that they're priced way up there. But we are willing, of course, to take the hit because, friend, the bottom line is here, we want to get this book, its message, its call to action out there. But anyway, until further notice, the price is going to stay at $24.95 on Amazon. Last week, I intended to clarify the stakes for the 2020 election. I did do that, but I want to clarify it yet further in today's show. I want to address a few things I intended to include but did not get to in the last show. For example, why no one is pointing out the fact that Buttigieg is a married man to a man, and then why it matters. And also, why do we pretend it doesn't? Why so few seem to notice that Pete Buttigieg is still not made into a spell check, by the way, right? You notice that? Anyway, why have so few noticed that he's actually campaigning against Christian conservatives, right? Lately he's begun to take some shots at the Democratic team there. But anyway, he directly assaults the faith of conservative Bible-believing Christians. Also, have you noticed that Pete is Obama white? I mean, he says he uses the exact same language. He speaks the same cadence. He even tries to strike the same posture. It's kind of pathetic in some ways. It's like, who is this guy really, right? 2019 NCOV. That's the coronavirus by some. Corona-19 by others. Is it overhype? Or is there some serious conspiracy afoot here? Frankly, I think there's evidence for both. And I'm going to get into that a bit. Israel is coming through, though. An explanation for the Biden breakdown that no one is talking about. Liberals cheer as he declares that he's looking forward to appointing the first African-American woman to the U.S. Senate. The president appoints senators? Anyway, Trump wins again. The court rules in his favor. California and other sanctuary states and cities will lose federal funding if they continue blocking federal law enforcement, ICE or ICE, from doing its job. But today, Friday, is when I put the show out there for you, he got some pushback from the Ninth Circuit Court on the Return to Mexico Protocol. It ruled that his policy is overreach. Be patient, folks. The new court is not yet fully salted with conservatives. Trump is still working on his promise to make America great again. I'm attending the new California 6th Constitutional Convention at the Madonna Inn. Mike Huckabee will be speaking. I'll see you there. And while we're talking California, Santa Clara is anticipating Newsom will initiate a Northam-esque gun confiscation scheme, and they're preparing to confiscate guns from their citizens. And congratulations to Andy Caldwell, on track to win a seat in the House. I'll be voting for Andy Caldwell for the 24th California District. He is an honest, straight-shooting Christian gentleman. We're working out a schedule to have him at the Lighthouse. My friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Okay, my friends, let's address the 2019 nCoV, commonly called the coronavirus, which is actually a misnomer since it's one of a family of such viruses, and more properly referred to as or nicknamed Corona 19. Is it overhype, or do we have serious conspiracy afoot here? Frankly, as I mentioned, there is reasonable evidence supporting both views. On the conspiracy side, well, the concerns range from a China plot to destroy America, all the way over to Democrats encouraging the spread of the virus in hopes to undermine Trump. Some are advocating a scenario in which Obama administration deep state apparatchiks secretly sent the virus to a laboratory in Wuhan, China, where it was being weaponized for use against Americans. And then it was recently released in order to undermine Trump and as a test, kind of a test flight. Wow. You know, as for the Democrats politicizing the virus, well, there's simply no doubt about that. However, whether they can be accused of purposely releasing it and then working to encourage it to become an epidemic, well, I guess it's already an epidemic, but encouraging it to become pandemic, well, that might be going a little bit too far. But that they are attempting to politicize it, my friend, there is no doubt. The deep state apparatchiks are pumping it up. And this is dangerous for two reasons. Well, probably many reasons, but here are two. First, it means they're not taking this dangerous virus seriously. They're using it as a political weapon against Trump. And then second, because of the panic they're encouraging, which has both economic and health implications. A few facts to keep in mind. First, full recovery from this virus is common. All right. Most people who get this virus recover from it fully. It is already settling into that family of flu viruses that afflict us yearly and recur and so on, which is not a good thing. Second, Trump's administration has aggressively acted to protect the United States. And whether AOC believes it or not only does Mike Pence believe in science, my guess is he knows a whole lot more about it than she does. You know, the bias of liberals today has become rank bigotry. AOC and company thinks that because Pence disagrees with those scientists who support the theory of man-made global warming and alarm over predictions the Earth's going to be destroyed in 12 years, according to AOC. And instead, Pence agrees with the hundreds of scientists who conclude the current warming trend is cyclical and not in any way substantially affected or caused by man-made carbon emissions. And so AOC and others conclude that Pence does not believe in science. You know, libs talk about criminalizing disagreement with them over competing scientific theories about man-made global warming. It's unbelievable, my friends, that Americans are tolerating this nonsense and voting for people like this. AOC, Schumer, Pelosi, Schiff, the whole crowd. They are extreme left-winger fascists. They bring to mind the days when the Catholic priestcraft stifled scientific inquiry and even made it a crime to say the Earth circled the sun. Now, these people are willing to destroy the premise of American values, freedom of thought, free inquiry. That in order to advance their political ambitions? How wicked is that? They are what the Bible calls unreasonable and wicked. The libs today are about as un-American as a Shiite imam in Iran and about as tolerant of dissent. Pence is certainly as knowledgeable of science as Obama's Ebola czar was. You know, that guy was a political operative and a lawyer. Yeah, he never held office the guy is a political hack. At least Pence has actually served in an executive capacity as governor of Indiana and in the House of Representatives. It's frustrating because these Obama deep state operatives take every opportunity to undermine President Trump and his supporters. They even create opportunities. So we can't trust these people anymore. I mean, everything is political with them. We can't trust that they have America's interests in heart. They have one focus, destroy Trump and his supporters, period. That's it. Pence is checking the CDC for accuracy and honesty in their reporting about this virus because they are deep state apparatchiks who are trying to use this to undermine America. And that's what it's come down to, folks. How sad. It's Americans versus anti-Americans today. It's those who love America against those who want to take America down. Anyway, so that's the conspiracy I see at work here. Well, the good news is coming from Israel. Apparently, while deep state anti-American deep state operatives here are busy politicizing the virus and trying to weaponize it against Trump and his supporters, Israel has been busy developing a vaccine. And it's being tested now, I understand. The scuttlebutt is that it will be available soon. Well, let's hope the insane left does not go so bizarrely crazy that some actually do try to encourage a major outbreak in the United States in order to undermine Trump and his supporters. You've got to understand that we are dealing with people who believe the ends justifies the means. They believe in using deceit and lies and even violence. They are insanely committed to destroy Trump and his supporters, even if it means their own destruction. That's how nuts this is. It's like they have a spiritual version of neurosyphilis, okay? As for response to the virus, while Democrats are criticizing every move Trump makes to address the problem, well, they offer no solutions. They do nothing. In fact, what solutions they do offer actually will exacerbate the problem, which is typical for liberal solutions to everything. Warren wants to open the borders. Yeah, she wants to take money from the wall to invest in research for the cure. She's an idiot. You know, open the borders, let it all come in, and hopes we'll find a cure fast enough. What is this? Almost every time that woman opens her mouth, I thank God she is not president. Okay, so here's an explanation for the Biden breakdown no one is talking about. Everybody's cracking up over the Biden crack-up, but they might be missing the fact that it's due to a coming crackdown. You know that Biden has seen the handwriting on the wall for a while now. And you know his knees are knocking so loud Belshazzar can hear them from hell. Har har. Listen to this, quote, Ukraine has opened a criminal proceeding, an investigation, into the accusation that Biden had Ukraine's top prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, fired because he was investigating Hunter Biden. Rudy Giuliani, who met with Shokin, says that Shokin was investigating Joe Biden as well as Hunter and says he will release the proof over the next couple of weeks, end quote. How about that? Shokin filed a complaint in January, and after some preliminary consideration of evidence, Ukraine has moved forward to officially launch a, what they call a proceeding. We would call it an investigation. Then this investigation zeroes in on the charge that Biden blackmailed Ukrainian officials into a quid pro quo kind of deal. Fire Shokin or you won't get the money. Now, this much has been admitted by Biden. I mean, he bragged about it openly. The investigation is asking the question underneath that whether Biden did this to protect his son from Shokin's investigation into the Ukrainian company his son worked for, which is Burisma. Now, friend, it looks like Hunter Biden earned his otherwise inexplicable salary from Burisma because nothing else qualifies him to hold the job. But he earned his keep the day his daddy pressured then-Ukrainian President Poroshenko to fire Shokin or else forego over $1 billion in loan guarantees from the U.S., which, of course, Biden didn't have any business getting his hands into that anyway. But anyway, putting Poroshenko in the position of deciding between bankrupting his country or firing his nation's chief prosecutor at Biden's bidding. And firing him for doing his job. Looks to me like Biden is showing signs of emotional collapse. The crackdown is coming and he's beginning to crack under the pressure. Obama and Michelle. Well, they might think about packing their bags too and heading back to his home country in Kenya. Maybe they'll have him. Haven't heard much from Hillary lately, have you noticed? I wonder if she has grabbed her restart button and headed for her bunker in Mother Russia. While Russia is all in for Bernie. You heard about that? Oh, yeah. The holdover communists there are rooting for their fellow commie to win the presidency in America. I'm attending the new California 6th Constitutional Convention at Medina Inn. I'm looking forward to hearing Mike Huckabee speak. I hope to see some of you there. Hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
The battle for America is on. Jesus sent his spirit into the world. And the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Satan is the spirit of Antichrist, the end-time tyrant that will rule the world with death. America is divided between those who follow the spirit of liberty and those who follow the spirit of tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ or the spirit of Antichrist? Which will it be? Election 2020 will decide whether America continues as one nation under God or falls fully into the power of the spirit of tyranny.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Why is no one pointing out the fact that Buttigieg is married to a man? Let's talk about why it matters and why we pretend it doesn't. Let's address the easy part of this discussion first, which is, why are we pretending this doesn't matter? A candidate for the office of president is a homosexual and is married to another man. Well, it's actually obvious. It's because when it comes to sexuality, America has gone stark raving mad. It's as if the national brain has advanced stages of an STD called neurosyphilis. Now, you've heard of syphilis. It's a sexually transmitted disease, STD, that progresses to the point that those with it become insane. I mean, stark raving mad. It's technically called dementia paralytica, and that's the last symptom in the progress of the disease to manifest before death. Americans generally, it seems, are suffering from a spiritual version of dementia paralytica. We can't talk honestly about the unnatural behavior of homosexuality because the fascists will howl. I mean, go out of their mind. They will attack with rage and vicious hatred. The fact is, the LGBTQ+ activists have successfully intimidated everyone, and especially Christians, into almost complete silence on this issue. The only ones speaking out about it are the crazy Looney Tunes that are really caricatures of Christianity created by Satan, whose hatred is every bit as dark and as evil as the darkness and the evil they're supposedly trying to address, a la Westboro cult, people like that. And you don't hear from them anymore, you know. Friend, listen, fighting darkness with darkness only increases the darkness. Remember that the devil always uses the Bible to deceive Christians. Go to the desert with Jesus. Listen to how Satan tempted him. I believe the Bible. You probably figured that out by now. And I am reputed to be, well, somewhat of an expert in what it says, okay? Now, we're told to act charitably to all men created in the image and likeness of God. And with regard to evil men, well, we're told that it is a shame to even speak of those things done by them in secret, Ephesians 5:12. However, on the other hand, the same Bible, in fact, in the same book, Ephesians 5:11, tells us we are to reprove the unfruitful works of darkness. So how do you reconcile these things? Well, friend, I certainly have no interest in discussing openly what homosexuals do in private or in secret, but what about what they do publicly? You must speak to what they do openly, or you are guilty of assenting to their behavior. Approving it, when the Bible says we are to reprove it, not approve it. What does reprove mean? Well, it means to expose, to publicly rebuke, to put the light on it, to expose it. So in a sincere desire to show the love of God to all men, Buttigieg and the rest, his husband, please consider the error of your ways. It is a disease-ridden lifestyle that shortens the lives of those who engage in it. We don't have to discuss what they do in secret. That's their business. It's entirely between them and God. But what about what they do in public? When they bring this behavior into the public, we must speak to it. Now, first, the Bible says it is an unnatural behavior in Romans chapter 1. It's contrary to nature. And of course, the nature is God and his instructions. Like fornication, adultery, and bestiality, homosexuality is one of those things God prohibits. The Bible warns about the natural consequences, however, of this behavior because it is unnatural. He didn't design us for that. I don't need to get cute about, you know, square pegs and round holes. The matter's too serious. I mean, there is a point to be made with that kind of an analogy, but friend, this is a serious disorder of the soul and the mind, and it destroys lives. You can get these show notes, by the way, on our website, brainmassage.net, and in them, I have references to many science-based studies that show the increased suicide risk of LGBTQ youth. And it's not rooted in somebody's opposition to their behavior. It's rooted in the fact that their behavior is contrary to the way God designed them. It goes against their nature. It's unnatural. You were not designed for that behavior. It's like driving my car in the dunes. It will destroy the car because the car wasn't designed for that use. Friend, this behavior shortens the lifespan of those participating in it very significantly. The health risks of this behavior are just unbelievable. Now, here are a few of the articles supporting this very sincere concern. Listen, health care needs of gay men and lesbians in the United States, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Here's one on the etiology of anal squamous carcinoma. I'm not going to explain it, but that, you know, this behavior causes cancer. Cancer in a population-based cohort of men and women in registered homosexual relationships. There's another article. Here's another one. Healthcare screening for men who have sex with men, and at least 20 more such sources. This is a real problem. Why are you not hearing about this? Why are we so careful to put up warning signs everywhere against the possibility of this or that giving to cancer and then careless about the dangers of this behavior? It's insane. Why are we promoting this among our children? Now, if you want to get a sense of just how insane this nation, America, has become on this issue, just open your eyes and pay attention. Here's a video of a man dressed like a woman. Well, more like a slut, really. Honestly, I'm just telling you like it is. Just like some nightwalker on a curb somewhere. In an outfit you might see in a nightclub, perhaps, or some X-rated show dancing in front of a little girl who can't be older than 7 years old, probably younger than that. And this man, dressed in this way, is prancing about, teasing her, hugging her, and all of this is being observed by a gaggle of adults smiling and acting like, you know, this is all a lot of fun. You know, it's the routine displayed in front of this little girl by this inappropriately dressed man to be in public like that, especially for the kids, it's obscene by any normal moral standard. And normally, it would be considered not only in poor taste, anyway, but lewd to publicly be displayed in this way. And then, particularly bad to put this in front of children. You wouldn't take a child to a show like this. But see, the children, that's the audience they're targeting. The LGBTQ activists back in the 70s, and then several times thereafter, have openly declared, "We are coming after your children." They said what they were going to do. And now we have parents willingly feeding the innocence of their children to this perverse behavior and exposing them to this very dangerous lifestyle. It's insane. Here is a transvestite teacher that is suing his school district because the school will not allow him to have access to the little girl's restroom. Here's a school that is exposing children as young as kindergarten to the concepts of gender fluidity, teaching them to question their own gender identity. Here's a school that is literally recruiting children to declare their gender contrary to their biology. Here's a school that is promoting transgender operations for minors as young as 12 years of age. Haven't you had enough yet? Here's a guy who calls himself a girl, and he's being applauded for breaking all sorts of weightlifting records as he competes against other girls. What is this? Here's a runner, a tranny, a guy who calls himself a girl, who's taking trophies and taking pats on the back and all kinds of applause and everything in track and field, stealing it really from real women because they can't compete against this male girl. And even though not too long ago a report came out exposing, I can't remember how many Disney employees outed as pedophiles, well, they're moving onward. Oh yeah, with a cartoon celebrating a homosexual character that is a cyclops. That, you know, it seems to me designed purposely suggestive of a certain organ. Maybe not. Maybe that wasn't the idea. I don't know. But, you know, when you put it in context of what they're trying to do and how they're behaving and what they're doing, it's a fair statement, a fair question. America is insane with this self-destructive and unnatural behavior. You're not helping these people. And you are certainly not doing something good for the children exposed to this. This is not a natural thing, you know, like skin color. This is a perverse and unnatural behavior that is unhealthy both psychologically and physiologically. But we've gone insane. We can't even talk honestly about this. And now add to all of this insanity the fact that the whole LGBTQ agenda is antithetical not only to nature, but to our natural rights, our liberties. Insisting on liberty to force everyone around you to accept this unnatural behavior is itself destructive to liberty for everyone. I'm telling you what I've heard and read coming from some of the more extreme proponents of the LGBTQ agenda. But we have way too much experience with these way out there fringe ideas suddenly moving into the mainstream of American thought and being pushed into our faces, at least from the left. So we can't ignore it. Some extreme LGBTQ activists, I'm going to call them E for short, These E's advocate for removing children from homes of Christians where homosexual lifestyle is opposed. These E's have said things like, every child must experience a homosexual encounter before they reach puberty in order to ensure they are not homophobic. So they're encouraging this. They're laying the foundation for it right now. Please wake up. The E's have said the thing that these straight anti-gay Christians need is to be sodomized. Not all of them. I know that. There are some homosexuals who don't even agree with the whole LGBTQ activist movement, by the way. Now, look, you might think this is extreme. And of course, I agree it is extreme. That's the point. That's exactly what it is. And yet, who would not have thought that what you're witnessing right now was extreme, bizarre, unbelievable, could never happen, not even 3 decades ago. You know, there are public schools would be teaching our children that homosexuality is okay and even good and right, and that drag queens would be invited to our public libraries to read to our children, that schools would be advocating for children to transgender, and that adults would be advocating for children as young as 12 years old to undergo transgender surgery? 12 years old? Then you can't even buy a cigarette till what? They're 21 or something like that? Or is it 18? I don't know. I don't smoke. You would have discounted any such predictions as ludicrous. It's every day in our faces now. Read the biblical account of Sodom if you want to get an idea of where yielding to this in a community leads us. Not to a good place, my friends. Now, finally, the LGBTQ crowd knows the Bible-believing Christians are never going to accept them. They've already demonstrated their unwillingness to leave us alone. They cannot control their impulse to press everyone around them into acceptance and affirmation of their lifestyle. And so it follows that Buttigieg is, as one observer put it, the only Democrat that is campaigning against conservative Christians. The others have their little shots too, Schumer, AOC, and the rest. But, I mean, he's way open and out there in front with it. He's hoping to sway, I think, enough people to join him in overthrowing entirely Christian influence in society. That is Bible-believing Christian influence. The stakes in this election are extraordinary. You know, socialist, communism, light. Even Bloomberg will use government authority to dictate to you how much soda pop you can buy. What? Yeah. America, you are insane to be considering accepting any of these Democrats as president or any of them running for the House or for Senate today. You are crazy to invite any of these people to be your governor or mayor. You're just giving away America. You know, it's almost funny, if not so terribly sad, that when I say Christians should rule the world, Christians are among the first to get all ruffled up about that statement and to get into something of a panic. It's sad how pathetic Christians are today. Every communist thinks a communist should rule the world. Every secularist thinks secularists should rule the world. Every socialist thinks socialists should rule the world. Every dedicated Muslim certainly thinks that Islam should rule the world and come under Sharia law. The representatives of these groups say so out loud in front of God and everybody, sometimes subtly, sometimes boldly. But if I say Christians should rule the world, people freak out. Why is that? It was Christians that raised up this one nation under God that has been a beacon of hope and liberty and the best defender of peace on earth than any nation ever conceived. So what's the problem here? What do all the others have in common? Well, one thing. Every single one of them reject Christ Jesus as King and object to his rule over the earth. Wake up, people. Wherever in the world Christianity is the prevailing influence shaping the culture, and wherever Christians and Christian principles guide the politics, you find freedom, liberty, and prosperity. If genuine Bible-believing conservative Christians are given power, the people get liberty, justice, freedom, and prosperity. Blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. And cursed and enslaved is that nation whose God is their belly, who worship their own appetites, their own lusts, whose motto is not thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Rather, their motto is my will be done, my will be done. Now, friend, I've lit the lamps of the church above your arch. You let me know you see they're on. Go to brainmassage.net. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Tune in Saturday at 12 noon